This is the Order of Battle. Welcome to our conversation. Here, Jason and Joel talk about G.I. Joe and other 1/18 scale toy collecting. I think I had mentioned to you, well, I know off air several times, but a couple of episodes ago, this year I wanted to focus on filling some of the gaps in my Star Wars book collection that were created whenever I sold off my comic book collection and stopped focusing on the floppies by and large. When I started the year, I had 145, 160 Star Wars book items between graphic novels, young adult books, and some magazines that I was missing. As of today, I'm under 110. Every paycheck, grabbing a couple extra. I'm also waiting on the last two G.I. Joe novels that I need for the six G.I. Joe novels, because after picking up the 20 Find Your Fates, I needed to finish off those novels.
What time frame are the novels from? Because I know about the Find Your Fates, but I don't really know about the G.I. Joe novels.
They are also mid-80s or late-80s. At least a couple are written by R.L. Stein.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool. And I think he might have done a couple of the Find Your Fates. Don't quote me. It's after A's bedtime and those books are on his bookshelf, so I can't go and grab them. For me, the 20 Find Your Fates and those six kind of go together. Now, A's already read all 20 of the Find Your Fates several times. I am only a couple in. They're kind of miserable, but I love them in their terribleness. For the Star Wars books, some of that stuff that I've been grabbing, it's a lot of graphic novels that are collecting the comic book volumes, but also there's a couple Choose Your Own Adventures. So he's reading those too, and he's finding those to be a lot harder because the modern Choose Your Own Adventures for Star Wars have like one correct ending, whereas all the G.I. Joe Find Your Fates have like six or seven correct endings. He's still having fun. With Star Wars, they just started the High Republic, which is set like a couple hundred years before the Phantom Menace. So the only character that we're going to know is like Yoda. I suppose Yaddle could be there too, but they seem to like wash over that. Right now there's one young reader's book, a children's book, two novels, two short stories, and some comic books out. But I've grabbed all of those because not only am I going backward on the now less than 110, I'm also continuing to go forward. So I'm pre-ordering like 8 books this week that come out in June through October later this year.
I've said it off air and I've said it on air, but I admire the book collecting side of your hobby.
It's a sickness.
Obviously, it's very comparable to the record stuff that I do. Just as space consuming and heavy and absolutely miserable to move and organize. And
I think that would be a really neat photo comparison, the novels and the records, like side by side.
Yeah, we should do that. There's no reason for us not to. I mean,
there's that. But speaking of the record collection, actually, this is a terrible segue, but speaking of the record collection, you just finished recording a whole bunch of music with your band.
The man that makes our intro and outro music, Self Help, is
awesome.
He is the singer guitar player of one of my bands.
One of?
Yes.
How many bands?
Somewhere between 5 and 6, depending. Depending on what's going on. There's one that's kind of in limbo, but this has been a very special project because we were on a hiatus for quite a while. About 2 years ago, we started getting together periodically, and then as of lately, it's been like a once a month, or in gearing up for recording and recording, it's been like 2 times a month. 2 weeks ago, we tracked drums with a guy that my old band teacher linked me up with, And this last weekend, we tracked all the guitars, bass, and vocals at my house. It's been a blast. We are waiting on finalizing some bass tracks, and then we've already started the mixing side of it. It's just exciting because there's nothing like hearing the song back when you're not actually playing it. And also like hearing it back actually recorded and not just like a recording off of like a couple of microphones at the practice space or a cell phone recording. Actually hearing the clarity is like, it's crazy. It's just an awesome feeling hearing what you're hearing in your head when you're playing, but actually hearing it the way it's supposed to sound.
That's fantastic. I know that I've met two of the band.
Yes.
But I didn't recognize the fourth guy.
The fourth guy is in two of my other bands.
Is he local to you?
Yeah, he lives in my city. It was a great weekend. It's been a long time since I've done recording, really, like this. So I live in Western New York, as I've referenced on here before, and we currently are getting hammered with snow. And we had to take a promo pic for the announcement of this release. I came up with a bright idea of going to one of the Great Lakes that is up here that has a beach. And it was probably the coldest I may have been in my entire life. It was 18 degrees away from the lake and away from the wind chill. And we pulled into the parking lot, got out, and I was like, man, it is nasty out here. It's so cold. And then we walked down the path and walked out onto the beach past the trees, and the wind coming off Lake Ontario was fierce. It is a feeling that like I don't ever want to feel in my life again.
Yeah, that's a bit insane. I didn't realize you were on Lake Ontario whenever you were sending me the pictures.
Yeah, so we're standing on the shore of Lake Ontario.
Oof.
We were there for about 15 minutes total because it was like...
too much?
We snapped a few pics. Yeah, and I was like, we gotta get the hell out of here. Everybody in unison was just like, nope, it's time to go. You can see in the photo that I sent you and that I will, I'll share on our Instagram, not with this episode's release, but once the photo is actually released. You can just see the discomfort in all of our faces, which is what I wanted. Band promos are a funny thing to me. I understand that they're very necessary, but I absolutely hate doing them. It's awkward, and the easiest way to not have your photo make it look like you're trying to be serious is to like put yourself in a weird situation. So we're standing in a frozen hellscape. None of us look cool. We all look very uncomfortable and in pain, and I was like, perfect. Between the band stuff and I picked up a massive side job that I just finished this last Thursday, I have been running myself into the ground.
Yeah, we have not really talked a ton outside of while you're at work.
This job fell into my lap and I was working 7:30 to 3:30 for my boss. Then I was packing my tools up, driving to my side job and working from about 4 o'clock till the latest I was there was 12:30 a.m. On average, I tried to leave between 9:30 and 10. There was plenty of nights that I was there till like 11, 11:30. Self-help was coming in from out of town. He would come in on a Friday evening. We would practice Friday, practice all day Saturday, and then he would go. And missing out on those Saturdays where I would have like just a full day where I could get there early and like, you know, because when you get to a side job at 4 o'clock, you're carrying the weight of the day with you.
Yeah.
It's a fun story now, but towards the end, like last week, I was pretty miserable. It was really, really starting to take a toll on me.
Several of our conversations were just helping get through the evening, and it would be talking, scrape, talking, scrape.
Yeah. Anyone who's talked to me on the phone while I'm working knows the distinct noise that they didn't know what it was until they talked to a guy doing drywall. So the upside to this side job, I made significantly more money than I normally make, and I'm able to take care of some real-life stuff in the process of figuring out the details for Joe Fest. And I also spend some money on myself.
There you go.
Which is kind of what we landed on BSing about tonight. I have called you for the past 3 weeks, just throwing all of this shit at you and being like, well, what do you think? 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 Part of that is, you know, like I said, getting me through the evening. And it's just like, that's what we do. We like BS about toys and comics and books and movies and whatever.
We've talked about Joy Toy. We've talked about Acid Rain. You've been on a Zika Toys kick. You've been drooling over Animal Kingdom. I mean, there's a bunch of these third-party lines that we've talked about for the last 2 years that I've known you. But in the last couple of weeks, you've really been building some...
Yeah, I mean, like I said multiple times, like I really want to support the people who are keeping 118 alive, in my opinion. You and I have discussed Zika Toys. You know, they have the Sectars line, and they're tied in with Fresh Monkey Fiction. So when I gave my 2021 update and said I kind of did, you know, all the 118th scale brands, I kind of didn't because Zika is technically its own thing.
Sure.
It is what it is. I'm really excited about the boss fight hero hex, which is Flash Gordon, Zorro, the Phantom, and Tarzan. As of right now, the only things that have delivered are the movie Flash Gordon in the lunchbox, and Zorro single carded, and Zorro with Tornado horse and figure combo pack. I've received both of them. They're absolutely amazing. And it got me thinking, the Phantom, while he can be dropped into any timeline, the specific Phantom that I have coming has got that classic 60s comic strip vibe. And while he will still look cool throwing his hands at some Cobra Troopers, I figured now is the perfect time for me to grab this Captain Action line from Zika, because I've been on the fence back and forth several times. I've built carts several times. Well, right before we hit record, I pulled the trigger.
Nice.
I grabbed the whole wave plus Army Builders.
Your taste test is a 2-foot plug the nose jump in.
You're not wrong. The wave consists of Action Jackson, Captain Action, Captain Action Purple Variant, Captain Action Gray Variant, Captain Evil, Captain Evil's Henchmen, Jet Jungle, and Strike Force Trooper. When it came to the Henchmen and the Strike Force Trooper, including the ones that came in the wave, I have 4 of each.
You need a couple. They're the Henchmen. They're the Builders.
Yes.
And somebody's got to be there to fight.
Something that I really like about this toy line, because of the way the paint breaks are, you don't really notice that they pretty much all are the same buck. The Henchmen and the Strike Force have gloves on. They're like gloves that come up mid-forearm. But the rest of them are kind of the same exact figure with different paint and a different head. And it works. It works really well. And it looks like they look. And that's what I wanted them to look like, if that makes sense. They all come with a pistol and like a mini sword slash dagger type thing. And this really awesome ray gun rifle. The pistol also looks like a ray gun. This is like straight up 60s cool sci-fi stuff.
You're going to have like a whole section for pulp action figures.
And they all come with multiple sets of hands. So they've got like closed fist, trigger hands, open hands. It's amazing.
That's incredible.
Most of them come with alternative heads as well.
This is right up your alley.
Yeah. They're going to look absolutely amazing tied in with the Phantom in the comic Flash Gordon figures. It's hard to find reviews on these figures because these are a very weird demographic. I mean, this is like based off of a 60s comic that was based off of like a competitor to G.I. Joe that they just kind of threw together so they could have something on toy shelves, you know? But one of the storylines that I read for Captain Action was that he was like, I believe, a Vietnam vet. And in his travels, he found these coins, these like Greek coins that gave him powers. And that is the type of content that I like.
I mean, that's not too far off from The Mummy at this point.
And it's not too far off from some of my more ambitious ideas for my adventure team project that
one day will fight these Dr. Evil people.
And yes, they originally were called Dr. Evil, but thanks to Awesome Powers, it is now Captain Evil.
There you go.
Within ordering this, one of the other lines that I was like kind of throwing at you and we've talked about on here is Joy Toy, which I decided to put on hold for a week or two.
I continue to drool over Joy Toy. They're 1/25th scale and they're 118 both. The mechs, the figures, every day I'm looking at them. And I haven't pulled any triggers because I'm not sure how playable they are, but they're gorgeous. I did pre-order the 2 Dio base sets.
I have not pre-ordered the base sets. I will be pre-ordering the base sets. I don't know why I'm dragging my feet because they don't charge you until it ships anyways.
I am absolutely surprised.
Yeah, you and me both.
Do it now. What?
But I put Joy Toy on hold because I wanted something that is a little bit more cohesive with this massive amount of figures that I just bought. I went over to the Sparrow shop and I grabbed some Animal Warriors figures. And this is a line that a lot more off-air than on-air you and I have rattled about because I love the way these look. I have three of them. I think they're incredible. I think that the fact that every figure comes with an alternative head that changes the species is like very cool because you can do a lot with one figure with two heads. It changes a lot.
And I think I've told you, like, I've met Jason a few times at comic book shows. I don't know him. We're not buddies or anything, but I've met him several times. The last time I saw him was as his Kickstarter was ending, the first one that was successful. And I got to play with the pre-production of these figures. I thought they were incredible then. I still think they look incredible. I'm excited to see what you do with these.
I'm really excited for the deluxe figures that they have that are on pre-order right now. They're bigger. There's like a giant ape that has a robotic arm. And I don't know what it is about the idea of this weird ape creature having a robotic arm. But that is like, that is the exact type of action figure that I want.
I think he might be at Joe Fest this year, right?
He was at Joe Fest last year as well. He was right next to the Marauder booth.
That's right. I walked past him and never, like, I noticed, but it didn't register to stop and say hi, to talk about comics, because I know that's where he got his start. And I just, so much was going on, I spaced on that.
I also went back and forth and back and forth about grabbing stuff from the table, and for whatever reason, I just didn't. And I remember when I was driving home, I was like, man, why didn't I just grab some?
Because you spent 4 hours in a Marauder line.
That really screwed up.
So much.
Like, literally just pulled the rug out from underneath me. I was, like, lost after that event. So I ended up grabbing 12 Animal Warrior Kingdom figures.
Nice.
So I went with three of each of the four figures that I got. One of them looks very much straight out of Planet of the Apes, and I really like that. And that's why when I bought the three that I bought two Joe Fests ago, I had that in mind where I was like, you know, I like Planet of the Apes. I like this weird alternate universe where Adventure Team guys are interacting with weird ape men. I essentially was going to do the same thing that I did with the Captain Action. I was going to order the whole wave from BBTS. And unfortunately, someone beat me to it, and they were sold out today.
Ouch.
It actually works out better because I wanted multiples. Anytime I buy anything like this, I have some sort of idea in my head for some project that I want to do that someday in my life I will get to.
Speaking of BBTS, did you order Zartan and the Troopers through there? Because they've been delivering.
I ordered 5 Troopers. I was lucky enough to get 2 Troopers and 2 Zartans through the Pulse pre-order. So I do not have Zartan, but I do have 5 Cobra Troopers.
I've received 4 Troopers and 1 Zartan. I had ordered a Zartan and a Trooper through Hasbro Pulse. By the time they get to me, I've already decided I don't want to double up on the 6-inch line anyway, so I don't know what I'll do with my spare Zartan.
You'll always be able to get retail or trade bait, you know?
Potentially.
These are still very hard to get.
I still have doubles of all the other classified figures. I have not seen a repaint of Roadblock yet. I have the Duke, but I haven't seen the other Scarlet, Destro, and Roadblock. But the Roadblock is the one I'm looking for. I like the first Roadblock. I like the gold, but it's Roadblock, so I still kind of want.
I am contemplating just ordering a case of the repaints from BBTS because I know that within this case, there is the fixed Snake Eyes sheath.
Oh, really?
Yes, that was something that I don't remember. Oh, it was full force. Here's a tip. If you're in the wild and you see a Snake Eyes on the shelf and you're not sure if it's the newest version of Snake Eyes, the telltale sign will be that the knife is no longer in the bubble tray by itself. It's in his sheath, showing you that they fixed the sheath.
Nice. Also, the back art should be different, right?
I don't know. I don't have one yet. I'm not going to go crazy with the classified stuff. I think 5 to, well, I'm going to have 7 Cobra Troopers, but I think moving forward, I'm just going to do 5 of the Troop Builders. They're beautiful.
I agree. I think if it hadn't have been so difficult to get some of these figures, I probably would have ended up with 10 of each trooper right from the jump and continued along that vein. But at this point, I'm already wanting to get rid of my duplicate unique figures. Going forward, troopers will be between 1 and 5 and call it a day. I like the line. I'm not throwing shade. I have other things to do.
That sums up my thoughts perfectly, too.
So we've both talked about Joe Fest a little bit. And in terms of other things to do with my money besides chasing too many classified, don't know if I brought this up when we talked about the Kentuckiana Winterfest, but I figured out December and January how much a crowded room is necessary for my mental health. It's necessary for me to be like just a basic normal human. And I haven't had that with bars. I haven't had that with nightclubs, comic shows, toy shows, role-playing shows. All of these things are gone. And going through the holidays and the winter and everything else, Kentuckiana helped me a lot. I know there's a small Alabama show coming up, and I know there's Toylanta coming up. In Nashville, there's ICCC coming up, which is a Star Wars show. After that, Joe Fest will be this summer. I know the risk, and I agree with people skipping it, dropping out, whatever precautions that people need for their own physical and mental health. I know for me, I need some level of group interaction on an insanely regular basis, and that's just not happening.
I'm right there with you. I mean, if I didn't have this band stuff going on, like, I would be losing my mind. I haven't played a show since last February, and I can't tell you the last time since I was like 15 years old that I went a year without playing a show.
Yeah, you're going to be rusty when you get back in front of a crowd again.
We'll see. Or overprepared. We'll see.
Well, that's where I don't play music, but I'm a dancer, so not having nightclubs has been rough.
It is just like a funny joke of a situation. Well, it's a funny joke to make of a heavier situation, but the year that I was like, you know what? I'm spending less on toys and more on travel. It was like, oh, hell no, you're not. You're going to spend way more on toys and you're going to travel almost none.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Joe Fest no matter what. I mean, I went last year. I'm going this year. I wish I could go to more. Evaluating risk reward, what's feasible with, you know, money and travel. And Joe Fest, you know, keeps me going, knowing that I'm saving up for this event. I'm going to this event. If it's the only thing that I get to do all year, like, but at least I have this. Mental health is just as important as physical health. For me specifically, anyways, you know, like, I get up and go to work every day, and I'm careful, and I'm smart there, and I'm smart here. I gotta work. I gotta do something for myself, too.
I've got friends that have never stopped going out. I haven't been going to bars. I've kept my ass out of pubs. There's been a few private shows and parties that I've not attended, and I've never shown up at a house party. I felt pretty okay about it, but as it dragged on, like, I noticed there were things that I just wasn't doing. I'm not like a lay in bed and cry kind of person. I was avoiding tasks, and it was simply just not being around people. I went to one show, and I've been perfectly fine since. Like, I know I would like it every weekend, but I'm also the dude that used to go to nightclubs 6 nights a week for years.
Even in the first year of our friendship, we had realistically the podcast night to talk and one other alternating night. Other than that, it was like we could BS during the day while we were at work. And then it was like, all right, well, Monday night is my night with this. Tuesday night alternates. Wednesday is this night. We're recording. Thursday, every other week we can talk. We can work on something. Basically count me out Friday, Saturday, maybe Sunday.
Yes, that was 100% my schedule.
In normal times, I practice Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
And you play out.
Yeah, and then that's the forgotten thing of playing shows. It's definitely been a weird shift. You know, when I did have time off from work, like, I didn't accomplish shit. Like, I didn't do any of the things. I was like, well, I've got this like month off of work. I'm going to build a dio. No, you're going to play video games or just watch movies and TV and get into making cast iron pizzas.
During that whole period of time, I was learning a new job and learning how to be the stay-at-home teacher. Now, a year later, we have a pretty good flow between A and I. He's going to finish the third grade at home. I assume by the time they get to fourth grade, there'll be enough vaccinations where he'll be physically in school again. But until the snow hit Nashville this week, he only physically saw his friends every few weeks, you know, outside, in a backyard, everybody masked up. This week with the snow going on, all the kids are sledding. Invariably, a kid shows up with no mask and all the other kids are like, hey man, you can't play with us until you put a mask on. But he's been able to see his friends every day this week, which is new.
That is absolutely awesome for him, and I'm stoked.
Before he ever hung out with friends, the first thing we did was he pulled his Joes out, put them in the yard. We had a snow battle. He used his Shark 9000 as part of the snow battle. It's white, it looks good in the snow, and also covers the ground well as a boat. It just slides over the snow really well.
It's kind of on pontoons, right?
Yeah.
Does it have a fan on the back or anything like that? What is the motor?
Oh, I don't recall.
Well, I queued up the photo. It looks like it's got like heavy jet engines in the back. So that, you know, that could function on the snow. I'm going to give it to him.
There you go.
I'm hoping maybe Saturday or Sunday I can grab a few snow troopers and snap a couple pics outside.
You going to take them back to Lake Ontario?
Hell no.
Absolutely not.
I will say this. If it's like 30 degrees out, yes. If it's under 20, hell no.
Let's end it here. We would love for you to be a part of our conversation. Email us, orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. You can also reach out to Joel on Instagram, @orderofbattlepod, and Jason on Twitter, @orderofbattlepd. Thanks again for joining us. We'll chat with you next time. Has been the Order of Battle.